You're listening to the Saffron Planet Foundations 2 audio series. For more audio content, please go to keshaweb.com.
Should be well schooled in this one. If you want to dance around in the aisles, just feel free, okay?
Mystery behind the veil, Lord over heaven and earth, God of Israel, come with your wisdom and power, clothed in your honor and strength. Lord, hear the cry of our hearts, come, O conquering King. And every eye will see, yeah, your glory fill the sky. Adonai, Adonai, every knee will bow to you, Lord Most High. Adonai, Adonai, you alone are God, every tongue will cry. come to worship at your holy hill, Jesus. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One, and we surrender to your sovereign will, O Lord God of Abraham.
Thank you. You may be seated, I think.
Father, we thank you that short or long, your word, when proclaimed, can bring us revelation. And I pray, Lord, that this afternoon it will, to glorify our Savior, to turn our thoughts to him. He is the glorious Messiah, and we praise you and bless you for this privilege of spending time in adoring him in the context of this wonderful, wonderful Feast of Tabernacles. Festival, your feast, Lord, hallelujah, reminding us of past blessing and future provision, as well as our glorious future with Messiah Jesus. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 7, we have some very interesting things concerning the Feast of Tabernacles, and surprise, surprise, the Lord Jesus attending the Feast of Tabernacles. John 7, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea because the Jews there were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world." How cynical could they be? For even his own brothers did not believe him. Verse 14, not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" Well, of course, officially he didn't. He didn't attend a yeshiva, but he was the divine son and so therefore had perfect understanding of the word of God. And when he expounded it, the Holy Spirit brought such a witness to those who heard that they were startled by the authority with which he spoke. It's very fascinating that in this chapter, we have the Lord Jesus making some extraordinary statements, and taken in the context of the Feast of Tabernacles, you can understand why everybody was so startled. Because in this chapter, in this passage, the Lord Jesus says such things as, "I am the water of life. He who comes to me will never thirst. Out of his inner being will flow rivers of living water." Remember the libation that was poured out on the altar? That expression of the last of our natural resources. "Lord, we are totally dependent on you. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." That's another thing that the Lord Jesus said, we believe, on the Feast of Pentecost. There it is in John chapter 8 on the same occasion. As the great lamps were flaring out from the court of the women across the city of Jerusalem. How extraordinary that two great statements focus in this festival. I am that glorious water of life. And I am the light of the world. This is the Lord Jesus. No wonder we celebrate at the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah. But there's something else I want to share with you, which I find quite wonderful. And it is a great comfort to us, particularly those of us who have been brought up English, those of us who've been brought up in a particular way, and around the turn of the year, there's a great celebration that we so enjoy and are now starting to feel a bit guilty about it. I'm talking, of course, about Christmas. And we think to ourselves, oh dear, I've always so enjoyed the carol service. I've always so enjoyed having a Christmas crib, even though I understand there was no stable on the actual occasion. I so enjoy those things. What would Christmas be without the shepherds? What would Christmas be about without the wise men? Oh dear, woe, 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 thrice woe. Well, All I can say to you is, whoa, because there is something here I want to share with you, which I think is going to bless you. Now, here is something fascinating. Here is the Hebrew year. You've seen it before, the sacred calendar of the Jewish people. And you remember how the Lord Jesus traditionally born in December, when he clearly wasn't, was actually born in which Hebrew month? Tishri, the Shabbat month, the glorious month, the new year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. How wonderful. What a privileged month. And yet, obviously, if months could speak, I bet that month felt a little bit out of joint when the Lord God changed the calendar and put Nisan into the first position. But oh, how wonderful to be the sabbatical month, particularly the month which contains such glorious festivals. So our Lord Jesus is born in the month of Tishri. Okay. Interesting question. When was he conceived? Let's go back 9 months, shall we? We've got Elul, Av, Tammuz, Shivan, Iyar, Nisan, Adar, Shebat, Tebet. That's when the Lord Jesus was conceived, in the second part of the month of Tebet. Wow! Does that mean then that at Christmas there's nothing we can celebrate? No! It means that at that time of the year, we can rejoice and celebrate the glorious conception of the Lord Jesus when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. When he became flesh and tabernacled among us. Not when he was born. He was already 9 months old when he was born. The Lord Jesus was made flesh at his conception. Praise God. So what does that mean? It means that we can celebrate the conception of the Lord Jesus when the miracle took place in late December. That's amazing, isn't it? Do you know the miracle took place then? The miracle didn't take place in the month of Tishri because the birth of the Lord Jesus was perfectly normal. Everything about it was normal. The screaming, the nappies, the lot. But what of his conception? Utterly miraculous. And that's what took place at the time when we love celebrating. But even if you don't celebrate it then, for whatever reason known to you, we love Christmas, not because of the Catholic connotations and all the paganism attached to it, but because it's the great festival of the family. Leaving aside the Christmas carols and all those things and putting them in their rightful place in the month of Tishri, we celebrate the family at Christmas, and what a wonderful thing that is. But let's never forget, the Lord Jesus was born at this season of the year, the light of the world, the water of life. This is when he came, and we rejoice. Hallelujah!
You're listening to the Saffron Planet Foundations 2 audio series. For more audio content, please go to keshaweb.com.